This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Penny Nan, CEO at Concerned Women for America, one of the leading organizations in the nation fighting for traditional values. And Penny, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, Greg, thanks for having me on.
Well, I know one of the issues that CWA has been focused on here, especially in the healthcare debate, has been the abortion issue and the and the language that many say would allow for taxpayer funding of abortions. Let's start there before we get into the politics of this. Let's look what the Senate bill actually says. We've heard the back and forth about what it does or doesn't allow. From your study of the language, what would be legal?
Well, let me say with 100% surety that unless something's done, unless new language is attached to this bill, this will be the largest expansion of abortion in U.S. history. It will allow for funding for abortions through Planned Parenthood and also through these community health centers, which there's $11 billion in the bill alone just for them. And so there is nothing in this bill that will stop it from paying for abortion. So anyone that says differently is either misinformed or dishonest.
Now, those who defend this bill and say it does meet pro-life standards might suggest that Planned Parenthood gets federal funding already. So how would this be different than existing law?
Well, as I just mentioned, for one thing, there's $11 billion, billion with a B, for community health centers. That's new, brand new money to go to pay for local abortion centers. This is really unchecked. I mean, people have talked about, you know, if it had a Hyde Amendment, so on and so forth. The Hyde Amendment only works for labor HHS appropriations. This money doesn't even go through the Labor and Health and Human Services Subcommittee. This is totally different. So this is really a huge power grab by the abortion industry.
We're talking with Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America. And Penny, what we're learning here at the end of the week is that apparently negotiations are going no further, and Nancy Pelosi will try to pass the bill without the support of those pro-life Democrats who insisted on changes the first time around and again this time. What do you make of her decision to basically give up trying to find common ground?
Well, you know, first off, let me just say I'm so proud of the pro-life Democrats that we've been working with and asking to stand firm under immense amount of pressure, and they've done a great job. Guys like Phil Lipinski from Illinois and Bart Stupak from Michigan, I'm just very proud of them and appreciate their willingness to stand firm on the life issue. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is, she was trying to do a backroom deal in which people could vote for the bill without actually voting for the bill. And, finally, cooler heads prevailed and said, you know what, that may not even be legal. The House parliamentarians sort of said, no, that's not going to work. So now they're back to actually having to, do one thing or the other. They have to vote or not. And so, I hope that she has really counted her votes well. We're counting those as two, and I'm not convinced she's got it done. We'll see what happens.
Penny, was there ever a chance to get common ground here? Because we know that obviously the language that Bart Stupak was able to get into the original House bill is not in the Senate bill. And during the Senate debate on this bill late last year, some folks tried to put very similar language to the Stupak language in the Senate bill, and it got rejected. So even if they tried to bring it up, is there any chance they would actually get put
it wasn't
in?
So the House side, absolutely could have tried to do what they did on CPAC and stood firm, but there wasn't support for it over on the Senate side. And so, these cool assurances that just vote for it, guys, and we'll take care of it on the Senate side. At the end of the day, people listen to reason and realize that was not true. Her problem is a numbers problem. If she actually takes care of the abortion issue, she loses her base that are pro-abortion. And so she's got to try to cobble together enough votes. I'm not going to give her advice on how to do that because at the end of the day, I hope she fails because there's so many problems with this bill, not just abortion, but it's, certainly not helpful on a lot of different levels. And so we would like to just really start over. We think there's some great market reforms that could be done to health care, and we're going to be pushing for those, but this bill is a bad idea.
Penny, do you have a whip count, basically, on where things stand right now up there? How many people are still
undecided? Very fluid. I've got our lobbyists are right now, all three lobbyists are on the Hill right now, going and looking for members, trying to get information from them, going, you know, saying, encouraging them to stand strong. And they've been doing that for the past, you know, 3 days nonstop. This is really crunch time. We've got all of our state leaders working down in the states. They're completely all in on this. We're looking at working or maybe perhaps doing some radio ads and some other things. So we are bringing every bit of pressure to bear that we possibly can at this time. This is, you know, it's a now or never kind of thing. This is really important. Women control 80% of the healthcare decisions made in this country. It is very important to American women to be in control of the healthcare for our family. And we're not willing to accept something less, some sort of Great Britain or Canadian style healthcare that doesn't really take care of our families. And so we're working hard on this.
So even if the abortion language were fixed, there's still fatal flaws in this bill, as you say.
Absolutely.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from your members on this? I know CWA has been involved in many deeply divided and controversial debates on Capitol Hill over abortion, marriage, judicial confirmations, a lot of different things. How passionate is the response on this particular issue?
You know, Greg, I would say this is one of the most engaged I've ever seen our members. And it's not, you know, you can't always have activists that are working on almost every issue, but this has brought in new people to the process that really had never been engaged before because they really see the enormity of the issue. I have state leaders coming up to town to talk to their members personally, eyeball to eyeball on their own nickel. This is how engaged people are. Our state leaders have taken to the airwaves. They're going to rallies. I mean, you name it, and we're doing it.
Do you believe there have been some reports out now that if it doesn't happen next week, it's probably not going to happen this year? Do you buy that?
Well, I don't know because, you know, this thing seems to have, you know, nine lives. I'm not sure. At some point, though, I do believe that the Obama administration cannot allow this bill to hijack it, their entire process and their entire agenda. So very possibly if we can, you know, get through Easter and kill this thing, then, you know, they'll be done with it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they're going to give up. I think they may try to come back at some point with something a little different. I don't think they're done.
And we'll be on top of it if they do. Penny, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Penny Nance, CEO at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.